You're listening to This QPOC Life, a podcast that looks through the world through the lens of a queer person of color. Now, if you're just joining us for the first time, welcome. If you're coming back, we've got a lot to talk about. And as always, I am joined here at the table with my three, what are y'all called this week? I don't even know.
Adventurers.
Adventurers.
Heroes of light.
Three dangerous dungeoning divas.
Thank you.
Dangerous okay, three dungeoning D. divas. Triple, they call me Triple D. Diners, drive-ins, and dives.
Oh my gosh, I'm Jonathan, aka Blasian FMA. You can call me Blasian. I don't know. I'm like, something's happening right now. And like,
is it the,
you got
a
the
spell
spirit.
Is coming.
Is it the pneumonias?
Not a spell.
But he, him, his pronouns, and you can find me online at Blasian FMA, which is the third time that I've said that now. So,
hey everyone, my name is Zachary Ayres. You can find me online at Zachary Ayres. My pronouns are open, but today they are Diners, Dragons, and Dives. And Dungeons, and Dragons, and Distinguished... Carlos,
thank
please
you.
Go.
My name is Carlos Rios. You can catch me online at Trey Fabulo. My pronouns are he, she, they, herses, and Davina DeCampo. DDC.
Y'all wanted the DDC.
Y'all wanted the D's. Thank you.
You may call me Joe Lee. That is Joe with no E. My pronouns are they, them, theirs, and D20.
Ooh.
And speaking of D20,
yes.
This is
the award-winning This QPOC Life.
This QPOC Life. This QPOC Life. This QPOC Life. This QPOC Life. This QPOC Life.
Zachary, in your intro, basically everybody, we referenced Dungeons & Dragons in some former fashion.
We did.
Today's episode, we're diving into the history of role play as it is with the queer community. And actually, we're waiting for our own special guest, the newly elected president of NYC Gamers.
Role play like Folsom?
More like the Legend of Zelda,
like a dad son.
Oh, like that. Oh, okay.
Oh, here, look. Oh,
there they are.
Hey, baby. How you living?
Hey, legends. It's so good to see y'all.
How's your mom and them?
They all right.
All right, they're sitting down and they're going to get in front of their mics.
They're going to set up. They're going to be blessed. They're going to be flavored.
So we decided while we're on vacation, because you'll be hearing this around the holiday season, that we are pre-recording this episode of This QPOC Tabletop.
Sure.
Table bottom.
These QPOC dice.
Tableverse.
Oh, okay.
These QPOC dice.
These QPOC dice.
These QPOC dice.
So why don't you introduce yourself, Raffi?
Hey, everyone. So thanks for having me. My name is Raffi. I am the president of NYC Gamers. I use they, them pronouns, or in QPOC fashion, my pronouns are they, them, theirs, and legend.
Thank you.
I appreciate
legends
you.
Legends
only. I appreciate you.
Yeah, so tell us what we're doing today here on this thing.
So here. I brought...
Okay, boomer.
I brought a mini Dungeons & Dragons game so that y'all could play if y'all are interested.
Yes!
Yeah, I've never played a single game in my life, so I'm going to have so much fun trying to figure it out.
I think the furthest
I can be
you've
a stand-in for
like,
some of our audience.
I think the furthest you've gotten is starting character creation.
That's true.
Ages ago, but we never actually played.
Yeah, so we spent all day creating characters one time, but then we never got to play them. I even bought a little figurine for my character to represent her, and then now she just sits somewhere in my room.
Languishing.
Yeah. But it's okay.
Never went on an adventure.
Now we're going on our own adventure.
Sure are. So what are those over there, Raffi, in that little tray that looks like you might be serving up something?
So I brought with me, actually, a very special pair of magical dice.
Ooh,
these are
blue.
My favorite. Yeah, they're like a cobalt blue.
Coloring.
You want to feel it, Zach?
I love cobalt.
Would you like to feel my dice?
And oh, it's so heavy.
Oh, it's so heavy.
Yes.
It runs huge in polyhedral.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
what
it's a
this thing is so heavy for real. Like, I've never felt a dice like this.
They say my dice are rough around the edges. Okay.
Okay, oh, great.
Your dice serve rough trade. Got it. Yes. Okay.
So why you said magical as in like because you just really appreciate them or like do they have any kind of real power? Like I don't know what I'm getting into. Growing up, I was always told that Dungeons and Dragons was the devil.
Witch yep. books.
Witch books gargoyles. And sorcery and gargoyles.
I hope you don't play a devil worshipper.
Well, for context, Dungeons and Dragons was a way for me growing up to be able to find a healthy way to navigate my gender journey and figure out what would that look like in a place where I didn't really have to explain it to my parents or to my friends I was playing it with. So these dice are special in the way that they have a history, a rich history of being able to, you can say, transport people into their truths.
Oh. Ooh.
So should we all take one and throw it together to commemorate our journey into the Dungeons and Dragons?
There, we are now passing out the dice.
It is like a communion.
We
like
have a die, a metal
and there's
die.
Like this really
heavy.
Velvet felt tray or something.
Yeah, my dice tray is a velvet blue to match the dice.
With real snaps.
Which the dice are heavy on them, and they
how
resonate.
How heavy are they, Jonathan?
They resonate a weird power.
At
but
least
we're
1 gram.
Wow.
Are we going to roll?
Is this part of the thing?
Yeah, you're okay. All at the same time.
Okay, here we go.
One, two, three.
Ooh.
Is it just me, or are the dice...
Is the floor melted?
Wait a minute.
Is the floor lava?
Excuse me?
It's dark in here.
Mom?
What's going on?
It's everywhere. It's in my rectum.
Oh my god.
Whoa. Where the hell are we?
Who the fuck are you? Who are these people?
Oh my god, my boots are fabulous.
You look cute, girl. And I have this like beautiful like Vera Wang gown on. She's giving me like gossamer like shimmers and colors. Yes.
You look ready beautiful. To serve. She came to serve performance.
She didn't come to play, honey. She came to slay.
Oh my gosh, look at what happens when I open my hand. Oh wow. Fire.
Whoa.
That was my hand. No fire. And I have horns. How strange is that? Oh my gosh.
How come everyone has cinched waist and I look exactly the same as I normally look?
So you have a hog body in this dimension too.
My character rolls to leave the table.
Sorry, Zach, but unfortunately that is canonical.
Who is that?
What was that? Who's talking?
Not only am I the voices in your head, but I will be your dungeon master for this evening.
That sounds...
Come on, Madonna erotica album.
Thank you.
Be your mistress tonight.
Please don't compare me to Madonna. I'll give you disadvantage rolls.
Wait, where did Rafi go?
So for the remainder of this game, I'll actually be the voice in your head as your dungeon master. And because you rolled my special magical dice, as you can see, you are all now playing as... your characters.
That explains the boots.
And the quarterstaff.
And the staff and horns.
And the fact I look exactly identical.
Oh my god, I have a sword!
Well then I guess it's only appropriate that we start this all over. You're listening to These Cute Pock Dice, a tabletop or bottom or verse podcast special by the creators of This Cute Pock Life. Well, hello everybody. I'm here with my three adventuring... misfits and myself in the void, and we don't know what the fuck is going on. But let's go around the table and introduce ourselves.
You may call me Nim Luquinol. I am a high elf. I am 6'2 with bronze skin. I'm a sun elf. Thank you very much. I am bringing you barbarian realness. I walk dramatics, in particular dipology, because my dexterity modifier is very high. And my pronouns are D-Day and Durs.
Hi, my name's Anastasia Beaverhausen, as in the house where the beaver lives. And I am a half-elf cleric. I'm here to heal, I'm here to serve, I'm here to live, I'm here to work. I don't know what I'm doing most of the time, and that's totally okay. My pronouns are she, her, and hers.
Hello everyone, my name is Ix Ilvek. I am a level 1 wizard half-elf. And I don't really know that much about Dungeons & Dragons, but I'm really excited to be here, and I'm really excited to be adventuring with these diners and dragons and divas at the table.
How you doing? My name is Wendy Williams.
It has left the chat.
My pronouns for the duration of this recording will be she, her, hers. I am a drow warlock, and I'm 30 feet tall, apparently, according to this card. And this is...
These Q-Pox Lice.
I said lice. I'm sorry. Could we re-record that?
Hey, everyone, and I am Sofrita, and I am your dungeon master for this evening. I will be the voice in your head. I will be the will and the way.
Hi. The truth and the life.
So set the scene for us, dungeon
Where
master.
Are we? What's happening?
What's going on?
As you are all introducing yourselves, you hear a strange, faint noise coming from a general direction. You all look towards that way, and you see a light growing brighter and brighter, and you hear noise coming in closer and closer. What do you do?
We should totally walk toward the light.
That sounds like a great idea. Why don't we do that?
That sounds like a terrible idea, but I'll do it if you ladies are going to do it.
I'll take the lead.
What a hero.
As Nim takes the lead, our four adventurers walk closer to the light. Very Caroline, very on brand. As you get closer, you hear music that sounds vaguely familiar, or should I say, vaguely familiar.
Oh.
Lift every voice.
As y'all reach the destination as to where the light is the brightest and you hear the most noise, you see a door.
Nib, I think you should open the door.
Does everybody else agree with that?
Sure. I mean, it's going to get us somewhere where we aren't, which is right here.
So, but technically we're here then.
Wait, I don't know. Just open the motherfucking door.
Okay.
As you try to turn the knob on the door, you hear a voice coming from the door.
Password.
Is this some Alice in Wonderland bullshit?
Or The Wizard of Oz?
Or Harry Potter.
Or The Matrix. Sorry, that's I completely fucked up the references. I apologize.
We're beyond that.
Roll perception. So basically you roll a d20.
Okay.
I believe you add your wisdom modifier.
I got a 20.
You got a natural 20?
Yes.
Okay, so... Ooh. Anastasia?
What do I do?
So since you got a natural 20, you can share this with the with everyone else. But basically, you notice that there's an arcanic language that you see appearing before you on the door the moment that you hear a voice from the door say,
password.
Oh my God, there's something on the door. What's going on? What does it say?
I don't see anything.
You see something?
I speak a few different languages. I am an intelligent wizard. M'lady, can I take a look at the door?
Why, yes, of course you can, Ix.
Ix, as you see the door, you notice that the lettering becomes something that makes sense to you. And it says, are you a friend of Monique?
It says, are you a friend of Monique? Which I think is very apparent because in the one episode of this Q-Pock Life when we talked about what our names would have been if our parents named us different names, everyone would know that my parents would have named me Monique if I was not born Zach.
Well, Monique came on my show one time and she got really smart with me on Hot Topics. So I'm not a friend of hers.
I don't want to sound ridiculous. I don't even know who Monique is. Sorry to this woman.
I would say that we are friends of Monique, if you think about it. Yes, Dor.
Incorrect password.
Fuck this door.
Well, I want to use Eldridge.
Wait,
invocation.
Wendy, don't use your spell. Maybe you should just walk up there. I mean, you seem like you would be very close to Monique.
Oh, yeah, that's right. And I am a warlock, and I studied the Arcana. So maybe I should walk up to the door and look at what it says.
Wendy, could you roll an Arcana check for me?
Sure. D20?
Yes, D20 and add your intelligence.
Ooh, that's a very low number. Let's do that again.
That's not how that works.
It was a 5.
Well, okay. Technically, you get advantage on this roll, so you can get a.
Oh, I was supposed to roll 2.
Yes.
Well, I'll see.
Well, no, you just roll 1.
Okay, well, the 5 was there.
1 plus 1.
Let me do 13.
That's better.
Plus.
Which one?
Intelligence?
Intelligence, 2.
Nope, hold on. Let's take another look. Let's get it together before you want to read. So you have, yeah, you're correct.
Oh, okay. Thank you for being on my show.
So, plus two, so plus, because you're proficient in Arcana? Is that what you picked for proficiencies?
Well, no, she didn't pick her skills.
Okay, so yeah. So
I did, actually. History and intimidation.
So it's 15.
Because I read.
Yeah, and you still made the check. As you're reading the door, as it says, "Are you a friend of Monique?" Something reverberates in the back of your arcanic mind. Mm-hmm. You think,
"The time she came on the show."
It reminds you of something that you heard once in this documentary from yesteryear, including a legendary, iconic warlock by the name of Crystal LaBeija. Mm-hmm. When she was asked if she was a friend of Monique's, and she responded with,
"Monique is not a friend of yours. She's a friend of mine."
And as the door opens, what is revealed to you is a grand magical atrium filled with music, dancing lights of brilliant colors, an elevated area where there is seating and several individuals that appear to be from different backgrounds and aesthetics, overseeing a spectacular path of lights and a clearly magical carpet with changing colors and geometric patterns. Even though you can tell that it is a long and elegant carpet, for some reason, the colors and the patterns on it never stay the same. They are almost dancing with the music and the mood of the room. There are people of all races and genders dancing, an audience overseeing the events occurring as you see people walking up and down the magical runway.
Okay, well, this is clearly a club, and I'm part of the 30-plus club, so I'm gonna go over here and sit down, and y'all go and check on it.
This looks fun. I want to dance with somebody.
Can I walk dramatics? Is there a dramatics category?
You say that?
Yes.
So somebody passes by you and is like,
"I'm sorry, my dear, but you already missed the dramatics category, but why don't you stay hanging out because there's some other categories coming up. Is this your first time here?"
Yes.
What category are we on right now?
Oh, they're just finishing the Dragon Slayer Realness category.
Wait, this is a ball? Hello.
Yes,
I'm back.
It is.
Wendy loves a ball.
Wendy does enjoy a ball.
How do you do it? It could be Wendy. Wendy could walk Butch Queen first time in Dragon.
That's true. Or not, Banji Girl Realness.
I'm still trying to get used to these categories. Drapes that I'm carrying around as my attire.
Well, that cape is extra. Not only is this a ball, this is like the ball. This is the Waterdeep ball. It's like the Legends Ball of balls. Balls.
Where are we?
So technically, you are in Waterdeep. It's one of the larger cities here in Faerun. But this is the part of Waterdeep that nobody wants to go to because this is where all the tieflings and misfits lie. Which means you're in the right place based off of the way that you all look. So hi.
So we're in East Harlem.
Adjacent.
Well, I don't know if I can use my skill of history to like give more information about this place.
Excellent. Why don't you roll that?
D20?
Actually, all four of y'all can roll that.
I have rolled a natural 1.
I rolled a 14.
I rolled a 19 plus 2, so 21.
All right. So, three of y'all know exactly the history behind this. The person who rolled the 1, you know about this because you've seen all the YouTube videos trending. So you know everything from the Shablams to the Kawams and...
Hold on. I'm really into voguing right now. Is this where I could do a Shablam?
Shut up right now. First of all.
So into voguing.
It's a dip.
So this is me, Sofrita, giving you some insight as to what is it that you know about the history of this event. You're aware that there is a magical ballroom scene that happens in the undergrounds of a majority of the cities throughout Faerun. You've heard of this happening in Scornable, Baldur's Gate. You've heard about this happening in Cormanther. You are in Waterdeep. It's one of the larger, well-known cities, very hustle and bustle. While there's, as usual, a fair mix of races, there are more acceptable races around, like, humans, humanoids, elves, etc. All right? Now, regarding the ball itself, this ball, you know, is almost always hosted by the MC Lightfoot. Lightfoot is a non-binary tiefling, often portrayed as wearing a robe made of what appears to be a translucent material and glistens as the magical light illuminates the hull, dancing off of its scales-like details. The runway itself is what's more known and more iconic. The runway is magical, weaved together by celestial seamstresses from another dimension, created by fusing the many outfits once worn by the late Walter Mercado. Very cosmological, very astrological.
Very that. Very the planets are aligning. I feel it down in my shundo.
And that's what explains the aura in the room. And the most beautiful part is if you look at the detailing and the borders of the runway, it says on repeat the words, sobre todo, mucho, mucho, amor.
Well, it's kind of pretty. I think I would like I would like to steal part of that because it's very pretty, so I would like it. My character has a problem with sticky fingers.
So you're a kleptomaniac.
Yeah, I just can't help it. But if there is not something that is slightly loose, I would like to roll to and put it in my little bag.
Well, as you can see before you, it is a very long runway. And if you want to do an intelligence check, I can let you know if you think it'll fit in your pocket or not.
Oh, I would just like a part of it. Like, is there like you know, like a subway tile that's a little loose. You just kind of like rock it back and forth. And
it's like a magical rug that's like fourth dimensional. Like, you don't even know if you can feel it or not, but you can try if
you
want.
I do have these scissors that I may be able to. My character decides not to steal anything for now.
Okay. As y'all are engaging in the social turpentine and really grasping into all the energy that's happening, you notice that at the end of the runway, there is an elevated space. It is a stage with a certain amount of people on what you would consider the judges panel. You see people who look very elevated in their aesthetic and in their truth. You hear other people passing by them saying mother and father and elder and icon. And there is a podium, and at the podium, you see the legendary icon, Lightfoot. Lightfoot is wearing that very well-known gown.
I want that dress.
It's so disco. So harmonic.
We could steal that dress.
Oh, wow.
That doesn't sound like a good idea, Ix.
Just like, just take it right off of it.
How about no?
Do you want, if you want to cross Lightfoot, you can go right ahead.
I had heard about Lightfoot.
You heard about shit.
What did you hear about Lightfoot?
Well, I'm going to roll and find out because history is my skill.
History does not necessarily mean that you know everyone in the room.
Well, we're going to find out. Mm-hmm. Is it advantage? So.
Nope.
All right. What about insight?
You could just roll.
14 plus 2, which is 16.
All right. You can say that you've heard of Lightfoot because of their reputation, having been one of the first people in the scene, in the Faerunian ballroom scene, to host balls in Waterdeep.
I've heard of Lightfoot by their reputation as being one of the first Faerunians to host balls in Waterdeep.
Oh,
because, you know, Faerunians are the minority here.
But no Faerunians are. Everyone's a Faerunian. Well, I mean, like, both people are.
Suddenly, you hear Lightfoot at the podium.
You don't
podium?
Listen to this Faerunian Life, the podcast?
But Faerunians are the majority here.
I thought the Faerunians were the minority.
Technically, it would be this underdog life.
This tiefling life.
Work for this tiefling life.
A tiefling trifling.
Oh, Jesus. So suddenly you hear Lightfoot at the podium. You see them bring a wand out of their robe, and they put the wand towards the throat. You hear them speaking in a way that sounds like it's amplified across the room.
Oh, it's a microphone.
And they say, the category is Hero, Shiro, Zero. It's open to all performance, y'all.
Oh my goodness. This sounds like something.
Hey, I want performance.
For newbies who are walking this category for the first time, what you're going to do is you're going to start at the beginning of the runway, and you are going to just walk it. Walk the runway, and good luck.
Great. So Anastasia definitely wants to walk in this category. Sounds like something I could definitely take advantage of.
Reminder, ladies, gentlemen, gentlemen, gentle thems, it is a category that you walk as a house. Minimum 4 participants.
Okay, so then we have to do it together.
What's the grand prize?
What is the prize? What is the truth? Can we get some insight on that? I have insight.
I have intimidation.
I would just like to listen.
Well, y'all, today's grand prize is going to be a bag of holding so that you can hold all your purses, because it is a well-known fact that a lady do carry a bag of holding
at evening time.
For the dinner bag.
There's no missing it. You've seen it between the rise of Tiamat and the fight against the Spider Queen.
I have a question.
You have to carry something.
Lightfoot, I have a question. Excuse me. How large is the bag?
How large is the bag?
Yeah.
It's a bag of holding.
Okay.
It's a hammer space. You can put whatever you want in it.
I would very much like that bag, because the way my stats are set up, but I need to...
You're
need
also
all
a thief,
the...
so you like to just...
Well, honey, you better work.
Okay.
Wait, okay.
Does that mean that y'all are going to be walking this, all four
yes.
of y'all?
We are
Let's
walking.
Do it. We're confirmed.
Oh, y'all look new. What's the name of your house?
The House of... Vera.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
The House of Vera.
Introducing to everyone here, the House of Vera. Anybody else? Anybody walking? 10, 9.
Suddenly, from the back of the hall, you hear an outburst and a cry of moans and groans. And you hear some people say,
what?
Oh, these bitches. And you see a group of what appears to be dark elves, drow, coming from the back of the room.
Okay, so my people.
They
okay.
are strolling in uniform, in formation.
Uh-oh.
You see people moving ahead of them. Anybody who's in their way knows better than to move. In the front, you see three beautiful elves. You can see these for reference.
Oh, there are pictures.
I love a reference.
I love a
They're photographic.
For the listeners, we have to explain it to them. So one of them looks like Jennifer Lopez.
Who looks like... Oh, yeah, she does.
So the three that you see behind the person in the front, one of them looks like a swashbuckler with a big feather in their hat. The other one gives you very Angel Evangelista from Pose, but with like the Negamoon from
yes,
Sailor Moon.
Yes, giving me Moon Goddess vibes.
Very that. The third one...
Or Idea from Final Fantasy VIII.
Very that. The third one looks like she has some armor on her, but you can see that there's something mystical about her aura.
Mm-hmm.
She's
and
the butch.
The person in the front, who everyone around them keeps saying, oh, look, it's the mother. It's the mother. It's the mother. She appears with a beautiful, elegant staff, and she's wearing what seems to be a couture dress made of dragon scale, very thin, almost translucent.
Oh,
ooh.
Anastasia, that's what you wish you looked like.
First of all, X. Fuck you. Can I cast a spell to shut you up?
Okay, first of all, I think I know these bitches. Because
sure?
Why
they're
do you
drow
think you know them?
And I'm drow.
That's
for the sake of this. For the sake of this, we're just going to say that you don't know them. Right?
Okay, I don't know her.
All right.
Mm-mm.
Sorry to
you
these
don't?
Drow.
As they approach the beginning of the runway, you see the person in the front who's the queen. She says, and I quote...
I don't fucking think so. Absolutely the fuck not.
Oh, no, so
I don't see it for anybody walking this category without formal approval in verbatim in advance from the House of Lunesta. Okay,
first of all, Lunesta, that's a drug that we see on TV every morning
to
when
keep
watching,
us
to keep us from
staying awake
staying
all
awake
night long.
Night.
I couldn't think of a name.
Miss Lunesta. And secondly, there's only one bad bitch drow here that can wield a staff and dictate who does what.
Anastasia? Oh, Wendy.
I'm not a drow. I'm a half elf.
It's Wendy Williams.
Keep up.
Do you know
keep
the name?
Up.
I have a TV show. You want to come on Hot Topics? I don't know.
I don't know the name Wendy Williams, but I have heard of Whitney Houston, and I heard about the things that she said about you.
Okay, well, apparently she was trying to roll up on me, but guess where she is now? Not in this plane of
well,
living existence.
You can join her very soon, because you're not going to be walking this category without our permission.
I'm
well,
sorry,
first of
did
all,
we walk onto the set of The Real Housewives of Waterdeep?
See, what you're not going to do is...
And you see them pointing at you like the angry ladies that are yelling at the cat?
I yes. want to... cast a spell.
As Lightfoot sees you about to cast a spell, Lightfoot waves their wand, and suddenly both your house and the House of Lunesta just freezes in place, and Lightfoot says,
everybody please, if you're gonna walk the category, walk the damn runway.
Isn't Lightfoot Faerunian, and he's they're the majority? So they're basically the white people here.
Well, no.
Silencing
well, hold
the
on,
dark
hold on.
Elves.
Actually, Jonathan, let's clarify. Let's
Wendy
get
Williams.
Together. So it's sort of like we're all in, let's say, Canada. Everyone here is Canadian, right? But we could still have different backgrounds, such as I'm a half-elf and you're a drow, inexplicably with tiefling horns. So technically, I mean, Lightfoot could be any sort of race, but their nationality is Faerudian. They might not be Faerudian.
Oh, so it's like they could be from is just an American.
Well, Lightfoot also to clarify, Lightfoot has a really
as you're
cool
having
bond.
This riveting conversation, you notice the magical carpet start to expand under your feet, and for some reason, there is a circle that looks like it only fits one person. You see Mother of the House of Lunesta, Alea, you see her step into the circle, and suddenly the runway presents itself for her, and you see her start walking most abundantly.
Boo, hey, she ain't got nothing.
Boo to this face.
Chop up.
We don't
chop
know up. Her. Actually, chops,
I think she's doing
all
pretty good.
You hear the audience go, Lunesta.
Vibes across the board. I'm getting sleepy, bitch.
Y'all need to pick one out of the four of y'all to represent your house as the overall
Yeah, who's gonna step into the Ring of Light?
Okay, well, I'm taking this bitch down. I don't care if I'm new at this. I've gotta beat her.
Anastasia, are you sure you could fit in that ring, though?
First of all, my waist is snatched.
But I mean, the way your stats are set up. We're gonna have to set up.
But it doesn't matter. I have a skill in performance. Ooh. I've lived for this runway. Way.
Okay.
I was born
Anastasia, roll deception.
Is it D20?
Yeah.
Okay.
Six plus.
Four.
The lies you tell.
Oh.
They don't believe you.
It doesn't matter.
Who doesn't
matter?
Believe us, Anastasia?
Y'all don't believe Anastasia's cinch to the...
I mean, I don't believe in her, but I do want to support my friend.
Right. So why don't you just help me out here while I start taking the runway?
As you step into the ring, you see the runway present itself towards you, and everyone's waiting for you to start walking.
I cast Prestidigitation.
You're gonna cast that?
Yes.
What is it gonna look like?
So I'm casting it on Anastasia, and I'm making Anastasia's gown look like it's glowing from the inside.
Yes, honey, she's giving you catching fire vibes.
You cast that, and you see the whole audience, they start turning to look at Anastasia instead of Alea.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Dive
yes.
into this elegant.
They are hooting
wow.
and hollering. They are waiting.
She
they
is the
Mockingjay,
honey. She's giving it to you. She's giving performance.
Lightfoot is like, what is this? Who is this walking the runway?
She's How about just, Stasia?
Is she Anastasia?
She's just time, soft Stasia. And cunty.
Stasia.
The House of Vayra.
Thank you.
Do y'all have a chat? You hear the audience go with that. They go,
that one harmony.
Thank you. Y'all are so wonderful.
Y'all start noticing that the other team starts using magical powers in order to put more magical effects around the layer.
Oh,
no, bitch. First
I don't
of
think
all,
so.
That's fine. I cast Fairy Fire. Ooh. On Anastasia, which makes people glow.
Y'all see Wendy cast Fairy Fire on Anastasia, and suddenly Anastasia is glowing with an almost fairy light around them.
Like
it's an aura of green. Everyone is satisfied and savoring them and wants more.
They're hungry?
Yes.
Satisfied and savoring.
Looking scrumptious.
Yes.
You hear the audience. They're all chanting both house names. They want more. They want more. And suddenly Lightfoot brings the mic to their throat again, and they say,
judges, your scores.
Both Alea and Anastasia get tens across the board.
Oh, there's a tie.
Wow, that's a lot.
Tie.
That's a lot of scores.
Audience, it is your decision. I want to hear a winner by applause.
But before anything happens, I cast Word of Radiance to give you a light show, bitch.
Oh my goddess.
She pulled the pad.
Oh my goddess.
A reveal.
Y'all thought I didn't know how to do anything, did you?
I haven't seen anything this wonderful since Sasha Velour.
Oh, yes.
Ooh, so you're a winner, babe.
Can I hear it for the House of Lunesta? You hear some people, they're like, woo, hoo, yay, right?
Chops.
Very
chops.
Meh, right? And can I hear it for the House of Vayra? And everyone's like, yay!
Rapturous applause. My credit score improved. just watching this.
Aliyah and the House of Lunesta is gagging.
Chops.
Lightfoot approaches y'all with a bag of holding, saying,
"Congratulations, you won.
We got the
grand prize."
And as you reach towards the bag and you are celebrating in this revelry, as y'all all touch the bag and lift it up in the air, you notice that the bag unravels and folds around all four of y'all.
What is
this? And everything goes black.
What?
Oh, we pulled the pad together, but we find it over the bag. Like Harry Potter and the Goblet of Fire all over again.
The bag secured us. As y'all open your eyes, you find yourselves back in the Brick Studio.
Whoa.
What the fuck?
Hey, y'all. Y'all have fun?
Yeah, I felt really skinny.
Oh, so we must have been role playing.
First of all, poor.
Y'all are coming
the way
at
her stats are set up.
What's your character level?
I had a dream that I was
Wendy
Williams.
I'm a character level one.
Oh, you have to hit like level four to do keto in the
Oh, that's fine. I'll eat all the carbs until then. She will love
five.
Voluptuous.
Not a level five.